This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday. And that's it for me this week. Sorry. I must go off into the night. And I'll be back a Monday from now. Chris, how much are you going to miss me? A lot. I can tell it's a lot. You're making that face. It seems like you're excited that I'm leaving. But I know deep down you're covering things up. I'll miss you too, buddy. I'll miss you too. Anyway, so we're going to do a big email roundup this hour, make fun of some more Democrats. I don't know which direction really the final hour is going to go, but let's dig into it. Jesse, I agree with your unease about Democrats having nothing to lose and a candidate such as you described. No name came to your mind. What described fits? Gavin Newsom. You've mentioned him in the past. Is Gavin Newsom the Dems' cure for what ails them? Okay, so I mentioned on Friday, in case you don't know what he's talking about, maybe it was Thursday, but last week, I'm looking at how down the Democrat Party is. And it's not only that they're down. Parties come up, parties go down. It's just the way it goes. It's not just that they're down. They're down. Their own base hates them. They appear to be directionless, and they appear, at least at the moment, to be embracing all the reasons they're down, doubling down, tripling down on all this stuff.
To the folks, you know what I think? Yeah. I think it's a waste of money. Maybe these guys should spend their money on teaching men to not be such sexists. Maybe that's it.
And so what I said was that they're so down and that things look so bleak for Democrats that it actually makes me a little bit nervous. Because whenever you hit bottom as a political party, normally someone will rise. The party will come back and someone will rise. And I said, I believe it has to be a man. I do not believe it can be a woman. And I said that not because of my own sexism. I said that because Democrats have lost men and no woman is going to be able to get them back. It's going to have to come from a male. It will have to come from a male of some kind. What, Chris? What? Chris said, what if she's really hot? That wouldn't work. Really, really hot women have a hard enough time making it in the Republican Party because of natural female jealousy. In the Democrat Party, where they all look like a Volkswagen, that's not going to work. It just won't work at all. The jealousy would be overwhelming. A really hot woman will not work. A woman will not work. Old, young, hot, ugly, doesn't matter what it is. I believe it's going to be a dude, and that he'll be a dude, maybe a veteran, something like that. He'll be a dude who can speak to men in a genuine way, not the hammy attempts at pandering like Tim Walz pretending like he knows how to load slugs into a shotgun. It's not going to be that. It'll be a real dude who probably ignores the cultural stuff, kind of sets down all that stuff. He's going to be someone smart enough to know that the tranny stuff is a loser electorally and knows how to speak to men. Now, you brought up Gavin Newsom. And so I'll tell you before what I've heard and what I know about Newsom, the goods and the bads. Here's what it is. One, I know this courtesy of my buddy John Phillips. He does a radio show out of California. He knows everything about California politics. Newsom not only hangs out with Republicans in his personal life, Newsom watches not MSNBC and not CNN. Newsom watches right-leaning channels to learn how to speak in a way that doesn't turn off right-leaning people. That's how cunning this freaking snake is. So Newsom also has another little feather in his cap if we're talking national ambitions. Newsom is a prolific fundraiser. If you are a governor of California, you can raise a lot of money because there's a truckloads of money in California. It costs a fortune to run for governor of California unless you self-funded it, which he didn't. He has the ability. He has the Rolodex of a bunch of people who will write large checks to him. That is something to be feared. Always fear the guy who can raise a bunch of money. No question about that. On the negative side, though, I know that there are things. Look, I can only tell you from a dude's perspective. I'm not a woman. So I can only tell you from a dude's perspective. That's not the kind of man's man I'm talking about. Because he doesn't come off like a man's man. He comes off really like a slimy, sleazy politician. That's really how he comes off, at least to me. He comes off with the slick back hair. He looks like a sleazy, slime ball politician. If you had to go into a lab and create, hey, computer, create for me a slimy politician, Gavin Newsom would probably be what it would produce. So, and look, that hurts him. It really does hurt. If you come off as too slick, it hurts. Also, California is going to hurt him. It's not, let me clarify. Democrats have California. Democrats will win California when it comes for running for president. Democrats will win California for a very, very, very long time. And maybe not forever, but for a long time, they're going to win California. So they don't need to win over Californians. They're going to have California. They need to win Michigan. They need to win Pennsylvania. They need to win Wisconsin. They've lost Ohio for what appears to be for good. Florida's gone, courtesy of Ron DeSantis. So they're losing the swing states. They've got to get Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Is Gavin Newsom walking into Scranton, Pennsylvania, and winning those people over? He seems pretty California to me. Seems very, very California to me. Now, the other negative thing about Newsom, I realize there's a lot of negative things we could say about Newsom, but California is in a really terrible financial spot. They're in a terrible, I don't know exactly how to describe it like this. Optically, they're in a terrible spot. Let me explain. California has become, it's been so mismanaged by Democrats for so long, they've trashed paradise for so long that California has become the thing you really cannot be. They've become a punchline. Remember, we talked a little bit earlier in the show about the tranny stuff. Here's a good example of this. You know what really truly doomed Bud Light after they rolled out that tranny advertising, the Bud Light stuff? It wasn't necessarily your outrage or my outrage. You're always involved. You're always putting your money where your morals are. You're a given. What doomed Bud Light was they became the gay beer, meaning it, amongst my friends. You know, I don't hang out with political people. They're not political people. Amongst my friends, we would show up or we'd be on a group text or something like that. And inevitably, somebody would make the, you're going to be the Bud Light guy. Oh, I bet Tim's bringing Bud Light. It became a punchline that exceeded political circles to where Bud Light became, if you're a dude, you want to get mocked by your boys, buy Bud Light. That's powerful. That went beyond right-wing politics. That's extremely powerful. When you become a punchline, when your brand becomes a punchline, that's death. And right now, leading with, hey, I lead California. I'm the governor of California. You would think, because it's the richest, most powerful state, you would think that'd be quite a feather in your cap. Even in California, California has become, in a lot of ways, a punchline. This left-wing area where they took this beautiful paradise and all you dirty communists destroyed it. That's not just how I talk. That's how people across the country, including in California, that's how they talk about California. It's not as a California, wow, it's always, ha, he's probably from California. I mean, you, to this day, you go up to Montana, you'll see bumper stickers, keep Montana beautiful, put a Californian on the bus. My parents' neighbors, when I went up there, last time I went up there to see my folks, my parents' neighbors, again, we weren't having a political discussion. They were pointing out a guy in the neighborhood who was weird. They didn't like him. I forget what he had done. Something in the neighborhood they didn't like. And I remember it. The guy, they immediately said, well, he's from California. What do you expect? That's death in politics. If Gavin Newsom can't run on California because the brand of California has been tainted, ruined by Democrats, of course, then what can he run on? You're not going to run on being a dude's dude. But like I said, he's going to raise a bunch of money. He's going to get in. And I could see him winning by default. Him, or I already told you, I'm worried about Pritzker. Governor of Illinois. Big old fat guy too, so he's more relatable. What, Chris? I was being nice. I meant he was relatable. It was nice. Anyway, Pritzker, a lot of money. He's run, he could try to sell that middle America thing. Even, oh, I realize that's not really what he is, but he could try to sell that thing. Anyway, let's go on to some other things, shall we? Let's talk about firemen, Hollywood. Let's talk about putting your money where your morals are before we talk about any of those things. Let's talk about saving your memories forever. Think about that more now than I ever did before. I want to preserve certain things. Things from my folks. I remember when we were up there for my dad's funeral, we had to go through, we had to come up with some kind of a montage, a photo montage they were going to play at the funeral. And I remember the box. It was a huge, huge box.
It is as heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving.
Of hardcover pictures. And we had to sort through it all. And I remember thinking, golly, it would be nice if this was on a phone. Legacy Box will digitize all those hard pictures in your life so you can keep them forever. So you can send them, share them with a friend, text them to your kids, your wife. Those home videos, camcorder tapes, they'll digitize that. Get your hard copy stuff digitized. It's so special. I'm so passionate about it because I want these memories and I want them on my phone. I want to look at them whatever I want. And I want my kids to have that one day. Go to legacybox.com/Jesse and let this American company take care of your memories. Legacybox.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Monday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download it. iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. So before I get back to the emails, I just have to say, this is in a couple months. It's not today, but in a couple months, Ob has to go on a road trip with the boys. They're going back to Ohio. It doesn't matter, but going on a road trip with the boys. And I'm working, so I can't go. The kids today in front of Ob acted excited. Not excited for the road trip, excited because I wasn't going. And I said, wait, what? Why don't you want me going? And Luke tells me right up to my face, he said, because you're always yelling at everybody to hurry up and you're always rushing everybody and we can't ever stop and enjoy any sightseeing or any stuff like that. For one, that's completely out of line. I build in a 10-minute stop every 3 hours so everybody can grab what? Why are you laughing, Chris? Yes, at a gas station. That's where you stop. Everybody can pee, grab a snack. If there's like a Subway or an Arby's or something in there, grab a sandwich. 10 minutes is plenty of time to stretch your legs. And then we get back on the road. The joy is not being on the road. The joy is getting there. Getting there. And you know what? I'm not being appreciated. I'm the one who gets us there in record time every single time. And by the way, don't think it was just Luke. James backed him up, and then Ob piled on and confirmed it. Nobody wants me on their road trips. That's hurtful. That is hurtful. And guess what else? There's some grumbling in the Kelly household about my listening habits on the road because I prefer history podcasts and stuff like that. Chris, I can do that, Chris. No, the family doesn't have to be asleep for that. They can stay awake and they can learn about things. They can, and it's perfectly interesting. It's very interesting. It is interesting, Chris. And they act like it's boring and that they want to listen to music. Totally hurtful. Jesse, I'm sick of Hollywood. Every day a good actor feels the need to share their commie political views that frankly no one gives a crap about. I have a list of actors and actresses I'll never say to pee in the movie or never pay to see again. Say to pee. That didn't make sense. Please just shut up and run for op. What say? Look, people in the arts, music and film and stuff like that are just the way their minds work. They are naturally going to incline to the left anyway. Obviously, it's not universal, but they're going to incline to the left anyway. So there's that. But a lot of these actors and actresses who run their mouths about politics all the time, they'll do that because it's job security. Remember, systems, our corrupt system that I call the system, it demands a proof of your loyalty, and not only once in a while. It pays to prove to the system you are loyal to the system. Why do you think Stephen Colbert, that late night host who's not funny, it's just not funny, it's not entertaining, why do you think he's still on TV? You know how much money those guys make? I guarantee he makes more than $10 million a year. Guarantee he makes more than $10 million a year. More than $10 million a year for a 1 hour show on late at night, and the ratings aren't good, and you're paying him $10 million a year? What accounts for that? Don't you remember Stephen Colbert doing a song and dance musical about taking the COVID vaccine? Stephen Colbert will take his opening monologue and make it a 10-minute long anti-Donald Trump screed. Stephen Colbert knows, in place of funny, he had better prove to the system he is a loyal foot soldier of the revolution. You have it, Chris? Go ahead. Yeah. Vaccine. One of the most cringeworthy things I've ever seen on television. Who thought that was a good idea? Who would willingly perform that on television? A man, Chris looked it up, a man who makes $15 million a year but isn't funny and doesn't have ratings. If you're that, you better be a loyal communist foot soldier. Like I've told you about your job. Make sure your talent outweighs your baggage. If you're in a sales office and you're number one in the sales office, guess what? You can show up late every now and then. You can. You can leave early. Take off on a Friday. You can have more liberties. Why? Because you're number one in sales. If you're at the bottom, not making your quota every month, you better be in the office before everybody making a pot of coffee for the boss. And you better be there overtime. Because your talent doesn't outweigh your baggage. Communists work in the exact same way. Exact same way. And a lot of these actors and actresses that do this stuff, run their mouths about that stuff, they're trying to get the next paid gig. Now, I have to address something before I get back to a couple more emails and things like that. I have told you about the wireless cooking thermometer, the IQ Sense. And I have encouraged you to use it. I've said, chicken, steak, brisket, pulled pork, whatever you're making, stove, grill, whatever. I have said repeatedly, whatever you're making, use the IQ Sense and it will come out perfectly because then your phone will tell you when it's done. I have run up against something that I was not anticipating. I have found something that I do not want you using it for. And this is courtesy of Jewish producer Chris, who informed me that he used his this weekend on meatloaf. Listen, I'm sure it was done perfectly. Don't you ever taint the IQ Sense again by sticking it in something as disgusting as meatloaf, Chris. So I'm asking you two things. One, go get an IQ Sense. You'll love yourself for it, make your life better. Two, promise me you will never use it on Meatloaf. You're better than that. It's better than that, and it deserves better than that. Go to chefiq.com and use the promo code Jesse to save you 15%. Chefiq.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States.
Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah.
America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Monday. You can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse, not that you need to be told, but you were right. Your advice of moving to a red area is spot on. We moved one county over from a blue/Dem city and absolutely loved it. Occasionally going back is depressing because you don't see the decay on a daily basis, but over time it's quite noticeable. I recommend to everyone. Yeah, on that decay, that is one of the reasons. You know, that's one of the reasons, actually, I don't like to travel as much as I used to. Part of that's just because I'm old and mean now. That's the way it goes. Don't agree with me when I say that stuff, Chris. The other part of it is, I get sad when I visit the places that I have loved so much. New York City is one that stands out because you know how much I adore New York City. Love you, WOR. New York City, I just adore it. I just adore it. I always have. But I go once every 6 months, maybe once every year. It's always for work. There's always some work thing that brings you to New York City. It's noticeable. Every time you go back, a little dirtier, a little smellier, more homeless, more it's noticeable. What, Chris? Is the food still good? Chris, it's unbelievable. New York City food's unbelievable. San Diego's another one, flipping the entire coast. Man, I love San Diego. Southern California in general, I've had so much fun. And Northern California. Man, they took the coolest city in the country and they wrecked it. Denver, exact same thing. Denver, my buddy, you know, I've told you before, we used to go down to Denver because there was nothing in Montana. So if you wanted to see a big concert or something like that, or fly out of someplace cheaper, you had to drive down to Denver. So we were always in Denver. I was in Denver all the time. My buddy, when we graduated high school, went off to college when I was failing. He went off to college, has this great career in sales, not RV sales, but he has this great career in sales. And because we had so much fun in Denver and he had fallen in love with Denver, he moved back to Denver, met his wife there, married her, of course, have a couple baby girls. And this is like a Denver freak, Denver fan. He loves him some Denver. And he moved back to Montana last year or the year before, moved back to Montana. I finally had a chance to sit down and have a beer with him when I was up in Montana for my dad's funeral. And the stories he were telling me, he said, Jesse, you don't understand. It's not even the same town. The final straw of him moving was he was in the suburbs. The second time he had his car stolen from his own driveway. Thieves pulled up to his house in suburbia, professionals, got out, in, out, and drove away with his car. And one time, I think it was, did he tell me? I think he had his daughter in the back. Ended up, she was fine. She ended up being fine. But he said, I can't live like this. Dude, Denver, if you had never been to Denver back in the day, you can't imagine. You can't imagine. Salt Lake's another one of these places. Salt Lake's great. Well, was great. And last time I went, just rainbow pride, filth everywhere, man. It's noticeable. But a vote for Democrats is a vote to destroy whatever position of power you're putting them in. So if you're voting for Democrats for your city will rot and die. If you're voting it for your state will rot and die. If you're voting Democrats for your country will rot and die. The modern Democrat Party are evil communist destroyers, and they're trying to. Remember, they're trying to. It's not an accident. They have a purpose to destroy. Let me play this for you. This is the Wilkenburg, it's Pennsylvania, the Wilkenburg mayor. He's protecting illegals from deportation.
Everyone here is, you know, we're family, we're Wilkesburg, and we just want to protect each other. We have ordinances that protect everyone, no matter what part of life you're from.
What do you say to people who say you shouldn't be here illegally?
I mean, that's how this country started. You know, you got to start, you know, it's all about getting that path to being a resident, and I feel like we need to help them.
Evil destroyers. Elected Democrats will destroy everything they touch, no matter how great it is, no matter how beautiful it is. Jesse, just saw a couple YouTube videos where cats are being rescued by firemen from a tree. If Fred managed to climb to the top of a tree or the top of a foam pole, would you expect the fire department to get him down to the ground, or would you take it upon yourself to get him down? Well, I don't have to think about your what-if scenario, buddy, because Fred is risk-averse, if you will. I've already expressed my frustration with you before that our water dog, half poodle, half golden retriever, those are both fantastic water dogs. Our water dog is afraid of the water. My mom's dogs came over. She's got a couple yellow labs. My mom's dogs, no, we weren't over there. And then we went to a neighbor's house. Neighbor's house has a pool. Told you this. Doesn't care if dogs get in the pool. Once dogs in the pool, kids are in the pool, dogs are in the pool. My mom's dogs immediately leaping off the side into the pool to swim and play with the kids. Fred stood on the side of the pool whining and barking the entire time because he couldn't bring himself to go in. Do you know how embarrassing that is in front of other people? Fred climbing things? Fred will not leave the house. He will not run out the front door or run out the garage. You know, like dogs do if they see one. Fred won't do it because he's worried about getting yelled at. Fred doesn't climb things or get into trouble. Fred just, he's so embarrassing. Jesse, how come you say the word member when you're asking the audience a question, but use the word remember when making a statement? Example, remember when and I remember when. I don't know. I didn't know I did that. You're the one who listens to me. Look, I have to be honest with you. I'm uneducated. You have to understand how uneducated I am. I don't have much formal education at all. You know I'm white trash. I come from a construction family. If you're looking for some sort of eloquent wordsmith who's going to use a bunch of $5 words from the thesaurus, you have come to the wrong place, my friend, and I mean the very wrong place. Dear $6 million tongue. $6 million tongue. That'd be nice. I think all of us are done with this BS about men and women's sports. Look, that's where you're wrong. The general public is done. The right is so done, it's finally getting louder and louder about it. But Democrats are not done. They are not even close to being done. They haven't walked away from it at all. They have embraced it, and I don't know if they can get out of it. I don't know how they can get out. They have embraced the tranny stuff all the way. They've gone into it all the way. And like I said before, I think it is the worst political decision I've ever seen a major political party make in my entire life. I can't believe they did it. Because it's such a minuscule portion of the population, it doesn't move the meter numbers-wise, and B, it grosses out normies. It's not just people on the right. People on the right, people like you, the hyper-informed, you're going to get angry, justifiably angry, about all kinds of things that normies don't know about and don't really care about. It doesn't move the meter for them at all. Just doesn't. They don't care. They don't pay enough attention. They're just kind of sauntering through life. But the stuff that bothers the normies or that the normies love, that's the stuff that wins or loses you elections. You take a normal person, a non-political person. My neighbor, actually, for example, he has three daughters. They're athletes. He was an athlete. His mom was an athlete. They're all athletes. And the three daughters are all athletes. All of it. Volleyball, everything. He is not political, has never cared about what I do or politics. He's just not that kind of guy. He's a sports guy. I heard him go ape on Democrats a little while ago because of the thought of one of his girls who works so hard getting beat up by a dude on the field. Democrats turned that guy into a Republican. Just by embracing the craziness, Democrats turned him into a Republican. Anyway, one more segment, then we're out of here. Hang on.
Missed out? Catch up. JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday and our final one of the week. I'm sorry I got to leave you, but you can send me an email while I'm gone, Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse, excluding you and Dr. Jill, are doctors really just expensive drug dealers at this point? Radio and TV are flooded with big pharma ads marketing to the public. Why? Okay, so there's a lot to this. And there are a lot of doctors and hospital administrators and nurses who listen to this show who can explain this in more detail. But let me explain something. First, doctors oftentimes are not wonderful business people. They're wonderful doctors. You know, you think of a doctor and maybe you just think he's smart and good at everything. That's oftentimes not the case at all. So I know doctors. I knew one back in Tucson. He's a doctor, a very good doctor, wanted to start his own practice, but hired a business manager to handle the business aspect of the medical office because he knew he was better being a doctor and he wasn't going to be able to be a good businessman. Okay, so that, let me get that out of the way first. And that leads me to this. Doctors, no matter what they are just like you and I. They like money. They need money. They want to feed their family. They want to send their kids to college. They want to have air conditioning. You know, they want to take a flight somewhere to the beach. They the same simple things that we all like, that we all strive for. The medical profession, and I'm not trying to defend every doctor here, but the medical profession has made it financially beneficial to hand out pills. That's the way the profession has gone, through a combination of ridiculous legislation, Obamacare, insurance companies, other things. The doctor is financially incentivized to hear your problems. He'll be facing away from you now while he's staring at the computer, entering a bunch of things into the machine. He has to do that now, courtesy of idiot politicians. And then when it's done, click, 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 click. Oh, great. You came in for a runny nose and a little rash on your butt. Here's 19 prescriptions you can take for the rest of your life. They may liquefy your liver and you'll die at 45. But either way, that rash should clean up in about a week. That's what medicine has become. And it's awful. It's absolutely terrible. I hate it. Jesse, why do Republicans... Oh, by the way, one more word on that. You know the worst part about this is, as always, it's always sold. Every one of these new reforms where we're gonna do this with healthcare and do that healthcare, it's always sold as something that's going to help poor people or old people or sick people every single time. No. It'll help your elderly mom. Well, this will help people on food stamps. Oh, it'll help people who are already sick. And the truth is, every single new regulation, every single new thing has done one thing. It has guaranteed that the premier healthcare will only be for rich people. Premier healthcare, quality healthcare will be concierge medicine outside of insurance, sometimes outside of America. You know what kind of a big industry that is? No, I've never done it, but I know of it and I've heard of it and I've read of professional athletes and Hollywood actors and things like that. You want some kind of special super treatment or something like that? You don't try to haggle with United Healthcare or whatever here in America as you're going back and forth with the local hospital. You hop on a private jet and you fly over to some special place in Germany where this private clinic doesn't. Well, the poor people don't get to do that. Old people, retired, sitting at home, don't get to do that. Every single new regulation, new law, new this, new that, all of it only helps the rich people. The rich people will have the only access to the good care. Everyone else's care will suck. That's why I try to avoid the doctor. That's why you should try to get your dog to avoid the vet, because they do the same thing. And you know how to keep your dog out of the vet. Told you before. Rough Greens. I view Rough Greens as a money saver. Not something that costs money, a money saver. You sprinkle it on your dog's food or Meow Greens for your cat. It's vitamins and minerals and omega oils and probiotics. It's everything. You sprinkle it on the food, your dog's healthier. Healthy. You'll see it. You don't have to take my word for it. You will see it. You'll smell it in his breath, his energy level. The difference is amazing. It fixed Fred's digestive problems. You see the difference in it. And you're not at the vet every other week. When's the last time you had to take your animal to the vet? Was that a cheap experience? You can't believe what they cost. Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse and get yourself a free jumpstart trial bag. Or you can call them 833-33-MY-DOG. All right? All right. Jesse, why do Republicans seem to be giving up on the midterms? Democrats seem to be lost in disarray. Why do we think they will take the House so easily? I don't know that I'd say giving up, but there's a couple things that are all that we're always up against. The sitting president, after he's elected, generally loses a bunch of seats in the House at the midterms. That's one of those rules in politics that seems to happen every single time. The reasons behind that are the other side is extra motivated. Every day you're waking up, you're a Democrat, and Trump's the end of the world. Republicans get complacent. Hey, we got our guy in there. Hey, Trump will work it out. I'm sure it'll be fine. And you don't always get done all the things you were promising on the campaign trail. And people who are excited and vote for a purpose, when they don't see those things, they lose motivation. Well, I'll tell you, and I'm not defending it, but just emails I get. I've had many emails from people who tell me, Jesse, Republicans aren't even, they're not even going to pass these Doge cuts. You watch, and Pam Bondi won't arrest anybody. I think I'm done with politics, man. I don't think I'm voting at all. I get those comments, emails all the time. When people don't get the results they fought for, they worked for, they voted for, when they don't get those results, it does more than just fail that one particular issue. You demoralize your own voting base, and people just kind of walk away. Sucks, but it's true.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
State Department will counter CCP exploitation of U.S. research amid efforts to revoke student visas. Spokesperson says the State Department is being trimmed down massively under Marco Rubio, getting much leaner and much meaner instead of being just a little commie haven. Marco Rubio's reforming things over there. I've really been impressed so far. I think he's doing an awesome job. DOJ drops the hammer on blue state after noticing something fishy with the voter list. It's funny how often this seems to happen in blue states. Blue states keep finding people who shouldn't be on the voter rolls. I wonder how and why that happens. I'm sure it's just a mistake. Walmart hit with civil penalties after shipping toy gun to a liberal city. Gosh, these places, the blue areas are just becoming more and more uninhabitable by the day. All right, I'm out of time. And you and me, we're not going to talk again for a week. I will miss you. I know you're going to miss me. I know Chris really is going to miss me. I'll see you next Monday. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.